all having the theme of food and what it means to you. And this is a group of women artists called Women with a Message who have created these canvases, and keeping in mind that all the proceeds will be donated to the Ozark Food Bank. So they've created this art exhibit, and it will be hung in conjunction with the Ozark Harvest Food Festival that we're going to talk about. And our vendors have risen to the occasion, and each side of the square has about 10 vendors on it. And each of those sides will form a team and take the produce they have brought from their farms and create at the market vegetable sculptures. And at 10:30, we'll put those on Mountain Street in front of Tiny Tim's Pizza, and the public will judge which one is their favorite. And whichever one wins, that side of the square will get a treat of some special food from Tiny Tim's Pizza.
Now, you say vegetable sculptures. Is that's what it is? It's sculpture from vegetables?
Yes. Imagine what you could make if you had watermelons and squash and green beans, you know, and you could fasten all these together and carve them. You could come up with some fantastic things, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but there is some planning going on behind the scenes here, and we should see some fantastic sculptures.
You mentioned the Harvest Festival, and Teresa, this is a sort of another way that slow food and farmers market come together.
Exactly. This is the Ozark Harvest Food Festival, and it's going to be down there at the square also. And what we have are about 9 restaurants at last count, maybe more, that are going to prepare food from locally produced items, or at least from Arkansas. They have to have at least one ingredient. And they're going to prepare these and not just let you drool over them, but you can actually buy them. And we're going to keep them really reasonably priced from $3 to $6. So you can go and buy a selection from different restaurants. There'll be things that'll handle your cravings, whether you're more in a breakfasty mood or more in a lunch mood. And that's going to be from 9 to 1, also on the square. And this is kind of in conjunction with an Arkansas event planning group that came and wanted to do an event in Fayetteville with some other local nonprofits. And it's funded by the Fayetteville A&P funding. So, you know, your dollars at work here. And then Slow Food is helping with the promotion and also will be displaying at the event. But this is going to be one thing that you'll have to remember if you're going to come is there'll be 2 booths where you have to buy tickets for $1 a piece that's being staffed by volunteers from the University of Arkansas. Hospitality students are going to staff that. So you got to go buy a handful of tickets, and then that way you won't have to fumble for change and the restaurants won't have to, you know, mess with money.
Oh,
and
I see.
Use those to buy the plates.
So it's like when I go to the county fair, and if I want to ride the Tilt-A-Whirl, I give 4 tickets.
Exactly.
So if I want something prepared by one of these restaurants, I give X number of tickets.
Exactly. And we've got restaurants, again, to kind of meet all tastes. And, again, what we're trying to do here is, again, link the local ingredient with the local restaurant, and it also benefits the farmers market vendors who are providing some of the items. But, again, this is different. It's not a demonstration. It's actually a way to sample the food. And one of the other interesting things is that the benefit for the Single Parent Scholarship Fund, they're actually going to use some of the proceeds from the restaurant sales to link up the Single Parent Scholarship recipients with local food from the market and other places. So that's a new program that they hope to use some of the proceeds to get that started. So there's sort of a neat circle again.
But there's more.
Yes,
but wait, there's more. I feel like a late night infomercial here.
Yeah, this Fayetteville Senior Center has put together their own special cookbook, and they're going to be selling that as a fundraiser for Meals on Wheels, and they'll be in the Town Center Plaza during the market hours selling their cookbook.
Cookbooks, that benefits Meals on Wheels. The Harvest Festival, that helps out Single Parent Scholarship, and then the art exhibit
for the food bank.
For the food bank, right.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to mention about the restaurant food is you'll be able to take that over to the plaza near Arvest, and there'll be live music there. So you can sit there and enjoy your small plates and listen to some live music. So we're really trying to make this an all-sensory experience. I think we've got everything, all five senses in that, with the smell and the taste and the music and touch with the art.